Akron head coach Keith Dambrot. Coach Dambrot, good afternoon.
Hello.
Talk a little bit about this non-conference portion of your schedule, what you learned about your team, and then as you look ahead to starting conference play, you know, just your thoughts.
Well, we feel like we played a pretty difficult schedule with Mississippi State, West Virginia, Duquesne, Valparaiso, Marshall, Middle Tennessee, who's very good. And we feel like when we've had all our guys, we've been pretty good, and when we haven't, we've been mediocre. So we still have a lot of development. We feel like we have some good pieces. We just have to play better as a team. We have to handle the ball better. And we feel like, you know, we're going to be there at the end again if we can just get better.
Thank you very much. And if you have a question for Coach Dambrot, please press star 1 at this time.
Your first question comes from Elton Alexander, Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
You've often been one of these guys, not that you poo-pooed winning the league, but really focused on being good towards the end of the season. And now, with this new tournament format, it really puts an emphasis on obviously doing well and gaining wins throughout the season. Can you kind of talk about that and how that impacts you guys?
Well, I don't really try to be so bad early in the season, Elton, but it just has worked out that way. And I don't know. I think, shoot, every time we've had a bye, we haven't made it, and every time we haven't had a bye, we have. So maybe we ought to not have a bye. I really haven't given it much thought. I do know this personally. I don't like to sit around. So the 1 and 2 seed have to sit around. So that's a week off or 6 days off, which is a long time, which I don't particularly care for as a coach. I like to play. And but I'll let you know after this year I'll have a little better feel for it.
Good. Thanks, Coach. How's health-wise, how's everybody?
Well, we're just trying to work on Alex Abreu's motor. But other than that, we're in pretty good health. And, you know, we're just glad to have all our guys. And hopefully with all our guys, we can make a run at this.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from Mark Zinder, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Keith, you've played in a couple NCAA tournaments, but if you're standing there 2 days away from your NCAA first round game and you don't play that extra game in the MAC, say you're a first or second seed and you only have to play a couple games, is that going to be a really big advantage for your team energy-wise going into that NCAA?
That's a good question. I never really thought of it like that. I do know the 1 year we played in the CBI and played Green Bay, I didn't think we had much energy, but I thought that was from the emotional disappointment of losing in overtime. For us in particular, we have terrific depth. And the only spot that we don't have great depth at is the point guard position, which we've always had depth in. So I don't know the answer to that. For us, I think we've never used that as an excuse. We've always played good in the championship game for the most part. And that was 4 games in succession at times, right? So I just try not to make that an excuse with our guys.
It's the one thing that people nationwide, the so-called talking heads, always talk about, how the college basketball season is irrelevant until you get to the tournament. That's kind of a joke to me, but
it's different, I think, right? Not to interrupt you, but it's different for those leagues. It may be irrelevant because they're all getting in the tournament, but for us, we're scrambling to get in the tournament, so every game's important.
Right, yeah. Could the other leagues learn from the MAC with this? I mean, Duke and North Carolina and Texas and Ohio State, all those folks would probably make it anyway. But could you see that as a nationwide thing to make the regular season more relevant, or is it just like a mid-major MAC type thing?
I'm probably the wrong guy to ask about that. What I try to focus in on is really just trying to get my team better. I let all the administrators decide all the other things, really. And I think those high majors, you know, obviously have an advantage because they know they're going to the tournament anyway, with a few exceptions, obviously. But a lot of those teams, Duke, Ohio State, North Carolina, they're in the tournament. So they don't have to play well in the conference tournament. They probably want to, so they go into the NCAA tournament with a lot of momentum. But for us, like, we have to win the MAC tournament, and we know it, and everybody knows it. And so we have to be playing good basketball at that time of the year.
In this MAC schedule is a regular season schedule. It's not something you tippy-toe right in. I mean, you're taking buses. You got the crummy weather. In a lot of cases in these gyms, the fans are right on top of you. Akron being a great example, Kent. How do you prepare your guys mentally, the newer guys, or is that filtered down from the older guys, like what they are getting into? I mean, this is not for the frail-minded, that's for sure.
Well, that's a terrific question, and that's probably where we've had our biggest struggles this year, is that we've kind of built it the same way every single year, and our younger guys, it has taken them a little bit of time to understand it. And part of it is we played mediocre teams in Canada and won, and then we come out, we beat Mississippi State, and they think, okay, you know, coach is full of it, you know, this is easy, you know. And then we ran into all those problems, and I knew it was coming because we weren't doing it right every single day. And I think we try to hit our guys with this phrase every day, and the phrase is every play, every day. And that gets you ready. That gets you ready to play at what I call mid-major level, high-level intensity, because we have no chance to beat the big guys without playing at a higher level intensity-wise. They have better players than us for the most part.
Thanks, Keith.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you have a question for Coach Dambrot, please press star 1 at this time.
We are awaiting more questions.
All right, Coach, we'll let you go. Best of luck this coming weekend and throughout the whole rest of the conference season. We'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good, Jeremy. See you.
Thank you.